Among the parables of our Lord is the one about the barren fig tree. Farming isn't what it used to be. We live in a cash crop economy, from seed to harvest in just a few months. Our world wants immediate results, as hands-off as possible. But the scriptures teach that the Lord takes a long-haul approach to cultivating the soul. The parable, presented in Luke 13, presents a fig tree planted as the centerpiece of a vineyard. Figs were the highly prized sugar crop of the day. Fig trees were time and resource intensive. So if one proved barren, it was to be summarily removed. This landowner has been more than patient. Verse 7 says, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down." Yet the groundskeeper advocates an old-time, hands-on approach. "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it." Throughout the biblical imagery, a vineyard is commonly the kingdom of God as a whole, and the fig tree the chosen nation of Israel. The parable's context, Jesus confronting the false religion of his day, substantiates that he speaks of the long-suffering patience shown Abraham's biological descendants throughout their wayward history. When the landowner's gardener intercedes for just one more stretch of time, as verse 9 says, "If it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down." Jesus uses poetic code to teach us that the reason that the Lord has been so merciful throughout the centuries was for the sake of his labor among lost mankind. Malachi 3 says, "And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming." There is no more personal care than the 3 years the Son of God walked the earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. Nothing stands between the axe and the tree, except this gardener like no other, who has reconciled the sinner with our landowner God by having his flesh dug into with nails and spear, and by fertilizing the earth with his holy precious blood. Despite this painstaking labor on home soil, the fig tree's time of grace came to a tragic end. Bearing no fruit, not one stone was left upon another. But the long-haul agricultural approach is never a waste. The Lord's long-standing mercy toward the fig tree Israel is a lesson for every believer to learn from. 1 Corinthians 10:11, "Now all these happened to them as examples." And Romans 15, "Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Like a sweet shower of grace, the gospel has moved from that barren land out across the globe. During this last stretch of time until Christ's return, the keeper has placed the tools of law and gospel to dig and fertilize in our feeble care. The Lord still farms the way he always has. On account of sin, we should have been cut down long ago. Instead, Jesus tenderly digs in with the law when needed and never hesitates to get his hands dirty to show you his love. In contrast to this cash crop world, faith bears fruit over time in word and sacrament so that you can walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 2. The gospel never fails to provide a yield, just not quite how you might expect. You may learn from any barren patches of your life to turn again to the keeper of your soul and find in him a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Psalm 86:15. This article is written by Timothy Daub, pastor of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Hecla, South Dakota.